Jack Payne, Senior Vice President for Agriculture and Natural Resources, University of Florida.
I understand that IFAS is making more efforts to do more to get growers information they need concerning HLV, so I'll let you explain what's going on there.
Well, Randall, you know, IFAS is a huge part of the university, and as I could tell people, I can't give you an elevator speech on all that we do. It's everything from marine mammals to migratory birds to building a better tomato to solving citrus greening. So when folks from a specific industry like citrus want specific answers and they're in a hurry, sometimes it's hard to find that information on the thousands and thousands of pages of our website because we're so diverse. So we decided to solve that problem. And we're revamping how we communicate all this citrus science by repackaging the information in a new user-friendly way. So we just finished rolling out a new website dedicated strictly for citrus growers. We call it citrusresearch.ifas.ufl.edu. And this website for citrus growers alone or people interested in the citrus industry presents our latest breakthroughs with a layout that's easy to navigate and short descriptions that are easy for growers to understand. And you can, for example, you can find all the IFAS faculty slide presentations that were given at during the education seminar last month's Citrus Expo down in Fort Myers. We have a list on that website of ongoing citrus research projects and even an agenda for what we'll be pursuing in the future. There's a button on the homepage to sign up for our newsletter, which is, besides the webpage, we're also, we've created a newsletter specifically for our citrus stakeholders. And this newsletter will be sent out electronically every month with updates from Michael Rogers, who's director of our Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alford, as well as many of our other citrus science leaders and faculty. And third thing we're doing, we're launching a podcast with the help of Southeast AgNet. So thanks to you for your partnership on this, Randall. Much appreciated. And these citrus-themed podcast features will feature in-depth interviews with many of our citrus experts and will cover a wide variety of subjects. So last month at the Citrus Expo, we got published just days before the event happened, our 2018 Citrus Production Guide. And this is a 180-page technical handbook, and it covers all aspects of grove establishment, grove management, and we have 42 contributing authors who are experts in citrus production. It's free of charge, and you can order it from this new citrus website that I just mentioned. So to sum it up, the citrus industry is not only going to hear from us more than ever, but it's going to get the information in an easily digestible form it can put to use in their groves immediately.